Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Is an email that came in from a girl over the last couple of days. It says, "Hi lads, hi.
Hello.
Before me, my boyfriend had a long-term relationship and a bad breakup. We got together, but he still brought her up on occasion, and I saw on social media they were still friends and commenting on each other's stuff. Now, I had words with him, and he agreed to cut ties with her on social, as he agreed with me it wasn't healthy for them to be in touch so much.
Okay.
So I was surprised this week when I was looking at Instagram and I could see in the activity section that he had liked a whole load of her photos from recent months. I could see that he wasn't following her, so he had clearly gone onto her profile and gone through the pics, liking them all. Now, I haven't said anything to him yet, but I'm raging. Do you guys think he's still hung up on her? And is this a red flag?
Yes, he is. I mean, you don't go liking like 101 photos on Instagram. Now, you have to put in the name in the search bar. Mm. I'm not saying a lot of work, but you do have to put a little bit of work into it.
You're going there specifically for a reason.
Yeah.
It didn't just pop up in your feed. You're going there for a reason.
Yeah. And Instagram is a new thing now where you can actually just hover over a picture. So he actually didn't just hover. He actually clicked in and double tapped to like a lot of her pictures. I don't know. I would be thinking there is definitely something happening here, and it would make me uneasy.
And with all due respect, emailer, I just don't know about this whole, oh, he agreed with me that he should cut ties. You forced him to delete her off social media. Maybe he didn't want to.
Yeah, well, no, he obviously clearly didn't. Yeah. Clearly didn't want to delete her. But you don't. What time frame are we talking here? Doesn't say.
We don't have the specifics of times in that. Just that it was a bad breakup and it was a long-term relationship.
It was a bad breakup. Mm. Yet they remain in contact online, which is strange in itself.
Yeah.
Definitely still thinking about her. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no question about that. Whether or not it's a red flag. How long are you going out with him?
But I feel like if it's a short space of time, it's still worrying because you're thinking, okay, maybe I'm just the girl in the middle before, they get back
together.
The rebound.
Yeah.
And if it's a long space of time, I'd be thinking...
Doubly worried.
Yeah, he's definitely not over her because there should be enough time for you to pass this.
But either way, is there a future here?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think so.
Harsh.
I think if you've already spoken to him and he's still going behind your back and liking her stuff on social media, especially that many pictures, I'd be worried.
But it's almost like he wanted to be caught in this.
He unfollowed her.
But he went out of his way on Instagram and liked a load of photos. Yeah, that's
going
to come up.
You're not on Insta so much. It takes a little bit of work to get into the activities. What's been going on section. You don't really see it in a feed. Who's liking what? It's not like on Twitter or on Facebook. You have to go into a certain section and you see Trishana liked this, and this. So the emailer's obviously been keeping an eye on that. He's foolish to get caught with it, but I'm still just not hugely comfortable with the whole, well, I made him cut ties with her. It's almost like he's spiting you at this stage. Let's get some thoughts on this.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
If you were the girl in this situation, the emailer, would you be worried? Would you be suspicious? What would you do? Should she run now? 085 1029 103. It's Beat Breakfast with classic Tupac. Tupac and Get a Gospel of Beat 102 103. It's 8:37 with Niall, Vinny and Trish. Hope you're in good form. Another clue coming in the next 20 minutes or so for your VIP Longitude tickets. I've got to say a big hello and happy 11th birthday to Chloe Sheridan. Happy birthday, Chloe. Lots of love from Mam. Hope you have a great day. Quick thoughts on the Daily Dilemma this morning, please. If you have any words of wisdom, advice, or harsh truths for our emailer, whatever it might be. And there is some harsh truths coming in on the text line. 085 102 9103. We'll hear some of those next.
Beat Breakfast. Mornings are tastier with breakfast at McDonald's. From 7 a.m. daily.
Picture this and never change. Beat 102 and 103. Saying hi to Kiva off on her school tour today. Enjoy it.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Okay, so girl onto us. Her boyfriend had a bad breakup, long-term relationship, and she had asked him to remove the ex from social media and just forget about her.
Mm.
Which he said he did, and he did actually remove her as friends and following and all that kind of stuff. But she discovered while having a look at Instagram this week in the activities kind of section that he had gone through the ex's profile and liked a load of her pictures, and she doesn't know what to do now. She didn't listen to her. He's doing his own thing. Let's read some of the texts coming in. Definitely still hung up on her, lads. He has her in his mind and he's searching her to see her. I'd be raging and I'd be walking away from him. He needs to wait until he's over her before he gets into another relationship.
Yeah.
Paul was on. You are so the rebound. It's not going to get any better. He's so hung up on the ex. Sorry you don't compare. Cut your losses now and find someone who's only interested in you. Guys, why is she checking his social media? She seems to be a paranoid person to be checking it. I would be upset by what he's done, but when she addresses the issue with him, he's got to know she's going through his phone behind his back too. It doesn't sound healthy. No. I don't think she's going through his phone.
No.
She's on her own phone. She was on Instagram and she saw this.
It comes up on the feed, does it?
Yeah, well, not there's not quite a feed, but if you go into the somebody's what people are doing on Instagram, you can see.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one here, lads. Last weekend I found out that my boyfriend had been trying to arrange dates with the girl I asked him to back away from on Instagram because I found their friendship a bit OTT. I'm not saying this is what's happening with this girl, but she needs to have this chat with her boyfriend. Ignorance is not bliss. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hi, not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are your thoughts on the dilemma this morning?
Oh, God, she should get out with her. He's definitely still caught up on that ex of his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it. Would you give him, how many warnings would you give him?
Well, after the last time, you know, she definitely shouldn't have to be speaking to him again. Yeah. And even the way it happened the last time, it's like what you were saying, he just kind of, she kind of forced him into it. It wasn't his decision. So,
do you think exes should be in touch on social media?
No, I don't. Yeah. Obviously people, like, you know, will say that they're still friends with their exes, and maybe some people can be, but I just think, like, you know, if he's going to that extent to like her things on Instagram and all, it's just, you know, that's way out of line.
Like, too far.
So, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Lisa, thanks, Chandra, this morning. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.